Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. I mean, Monday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, I'm with Benty today at 4, so have a listen. Pin back your luggles. Anyway, we begin today's poddy thingy with Premier League action, where, of course, Erik ten Hag's mighty Man United smashed Unai Emery's Aston Villa at Villa Park. Never in doubt, was it? Here's all the reaction to that game on TalkSport.
It's still Aston Villa 1, Manchester United 2, and we have played the 6 minutes that were indicated, the minimum 6 minutes of stoppage time that were indicated, and United have a free kick. They are very close indeed to a huge away victory here at Villa Park in the race for the Champions League places. A late goal by McTominay, the final whistle goes. What a win for Manchester United, 2-1 here at Villa Park.
Massive, that's clear. Football is about result. And we know we are in a situation where we are behind. And yeah, if we want to make something of this season, we had to win today. We have to catch up. We are longer in this period, in this position. And now we have to keep the process going and go from game to game.
It's football. It's Manchester United, the opponent. Set pieces. They are. We tried freshly to avoid a lot of corner of them. But of course, they created some action close to our box, and they got some corners and they scored one goal. Okay, disappointed, but their power as well is in that action.
On to the other game of the Premier League, where Mikel Arteta's Arsenal absolutely demolished West Ham at the London Stadium. No one really saw that result, did they?
There is the full-time whistle. You can hear the chorus of boos from the West Ham fans who have stuck it out right until the bitter end. It's finished West Ham 0, Arsenal 6. The Gunners' biggest league away win since 1935 and their biggest ever in the Premier League.
So it was a particularly grim day for the Hammers. They were 4-0 down at half-time with some fans leaving the stadium during the first half. Here's the Hammers gaffer, David Moyes.
Look, all those things were atrocious from our point of view, and just not enough sort of fight, no commitment in some of the actions. But you nearly had to be stronger in the set pieces, or you know, you don't turn your back when somebody's about to shoot. All those actions are the sort of things you would, you know, you get brought up with from being a young player. And today we acted not in a good way with those opportunities. We should have defended much better.
I'm really happy, obviously. It was a great performance, collective and individually. I think we showed a lot of things that we discussed before the match against an opponent that has made life very difficult for us in the last few games. And I think that was still in the tummy, and that's where we wanted more and more. So really pleased, because they are a really difficult team to play against.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to the Sunday edition with the Sun's Sean Custis and the Times' Henry Winter. Here, they discuss England boss Gareth Southgate and whether or not he needs to win the Euros to keep his job as Three Lions manager.
This is the debate, and this is who would you have?
I don't know. That's my point. I'm not picking Southgate
and
out that myself.
I
don't have to pick anybody because I'm keeping him.
You would keep him.
If we were to lose a Euros final, I would keep him onto the World Cup. Yeah.
What about semi final?
Let's see how we play.
The game's about winning. With
yes,
this
the
squad,
game is about winning.
I'm not being arrogant. I got accused of being entitled, which I'm.
I am fairly
self entitled. I wouldn't dispute that. But with this England squad, when you look at the talent that England have, this team should be getting to the final. I understand France A, France B. They're fantastic teams. That is the roadblock. But this England team, we've got the players. England got the players.
Should we have left talking about the contract till after the Euros? Then do you think?
Definitely, because he's going to be asked about it all the time, and the players will probably be asked about it.
Time to check out the former Premier League striker, big
Tony Cascarino on the Weekend Breakfast Show discussing Everton's Dominic Calvert-Lewin, or DCL, and his recent form.
You know, Calvert-Lewin has played a really lonely role for quite a long time. I know his numbers aren't great, and I know also his injuries have played a big part. But Calvert-Lewin gets isolated more than probably any centre-forward I can think of in the Premier League. And that's a tough gig. He works his socks off and he gets half chances. Has he missed some sitters? Well, not really. Mm. I think it's a harsh one to judge Calvert-Lewin on because it's a tough gig. Especially, you know, Everton are fighting for their life. He's getting very few chances. And maybe he's not been as clinical as he would like. But boy, he's putting in some effort to try and get there. I do think always bodies in the box alongside players help because that creates confusion and things happen and drop for you.
But is it, do you think, a confidence issue for him now? I mean, that's what Alan Stubbs alluded to.
Yeah, absolutely that. Okay, if I'm not scoring, you know, in my career, of course it affects you because you might snatch at the one you get. Yeah.
Well, that's it, gang, for another poddy thingamajig. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back, of course, on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren. Oh, I wear trainers, Ben. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning. Do what you got to do to get it. Hit subscribe, hit like, hit every button under the sun. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.